This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. I'm Katie Clark.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. The reality of a strict and long-term evacuation of the area around Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant is starting to sink in. 6 weeks after the crisis at the plant began, authorities are threatening to arrest and fine anybody caught within the 12-mile evacuation zone. The World's Environment Editor Peter Thompson is in the studio with me right now with the latest. Peter, has there been a new radiation release from the plant that would cause government officials to say to residents, we're serious, stay away?
No, actually, there haven't been any significant new events at the reactors. Actually, in the last couple of weeks, things have kind of settled into what you might call a chronic emergency as opposed to the acute emergency of the first few weeks after March 11th. It seems instead that the clampdown, as you might call it, on access to the area came after the discovery of roughly 60 families still living in the evacuation zone and a lot of other residents sneaking in to fetch things. It's also a reminder, though, Lisa, by the government that there's still a real risk of new radiation releases until the plants are really brought under control, and as well that there's a real health risk from the radiation that's already there. Things may have quieted down in terms of the day-to-day events, but the government's making an emphatic statement that it's still not safe for any of the 85,000 people who've been evacuated to go back.
So what are the outlines of this new clampdown?
Well, the strict exclusion zone, as you said, is roughly 12 miles, and as of midnight last night, anyone caught entering that zone can be fined up to 100,000 yen. That's roughly $1,200. The government says it will organize bus trips into the abandoned communities. They'll let one person from each household go into their homes for up to 2 hours to collect valuables, but then everyone and everything coming out of the area will be screened for radiation. The government also says that no one at all will be allowed to go into the most highly contaminated areas within 2 miles of the plant.
So how long will this rule be in effect for the residents who obviously are eager to get back to their homes?
Well, yeah, people are incredibly frustrated, but unfortunately it could last quite a long time. No one's actually saying how long, but if you read between the lines, it's likely to be months, if not years. The plant's owners say it will be at least 9 months before they can bring the crippled reactors into what's called a cold shutdown. So the exclusion will be enforced at least that long, but many observers are saying that's a very optimistic timeline, and it could be a good deal longer before we can reasonably be certain that there won't be any more radiation releases. And of course, no one can say yet when the risk from the radiation that's already there will fall to acceptable levels. In some places, it could be years. In some places, it could be decades.
Okay, so whether or not there's any more radiation, what's there right now still is unacceptable in terms of human health.
In much of that area, I mean, I think it varies from place to place, to be sure, and it will vary over time as well because there were different isotopes that were deposited and they have different half-lives and will sort of disappear over time, and that will differ from place to place.
But and then whether or not people are allowed back in sooner will hinge on that.
Yes. And also whether they're able to clean the area up.
Peter, before we let you go, any other news related to the Fukushima plant this week?
Well, one thing that I thought was really interesting in terms of the global impact of this disaster on the nuclear industry around the world, since the accident, a lot of governments have said they're backing away from their commitment to nuclear power. But here in the U.S., the Obama administration has said that it's still committed to expanding nuclear power, although perhaps with tougher regulations. But the market seems to be sending a different message. Yesterday, NRG Company, which had planned to build two nuclear plants in Texas, said it's pulling out of the project due to regulatory and market uncertainties. They also say they're not confident in the ability of their partners in the project to come through. One of those partners was the Japanese company Toshiba. The other was Tokyo Electric Power, which owns the Fukushima plants.
Peter Thompson, the World's Environment Editor, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.